never rests.
What is up, everybody? It is the Georgia Show Monday night instead of Sunday night. We had to kind of move some stuff around here, but we are with you, and we are presented by American Pride Bank. Listen, American Pride Bank, they're awesome, and we love having them as partners. They're the bank for small business owners who want local, fast, and flexible solutions. Whether you're looking for a loan to kind of extend or you need everyday banking, we've got you covered, and you'll always talk with a decision maker at American Pride Bank. Visit locations in Athens, Alpharetta, or online at AmericanPride.bank. Your community bank, your trusted partner, member FDIC, and an equal opportunity lender. Go check out American Pride Bank. It's right up top there. It's awesome. I drove by the location in Athens the other day, Rusty. I wasn't sure where it was at. When I saw it, I knew exactly what I was looking at. That thing is brand new, sitting up on the hill on 316 out there, kind of coming in from Epps Bridge Parkway. And it's a gorgeous structure there, and these guys do a great job, and they're awesome partners to us. So go check them out. Support us. Support them. Rusty, we got a full show here, man. We got to talk about the first spring scrimmage and get a little into it, not all the way. We got to talk about the Diamond Dogs. They're still on fire.
Oh, my God.
Got to get into the portal and how it's hitting the basketball team. Before we get into the first spring scrimmage, though, I did want to bring up something here, something we found out not too long before we came on the air. Georgia got Phil Rauscher and John Lilly to come on as support staffers. They're paying them $75,000 each. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that? That's a pretty good deal for those guys.
I think so. Rauscher, is that how you pronounce his name?
That's the way I'm pronouncing it.
He would, my opinion, with Jacksonville, he probably has another year left on their pay, so they're paying him. Plus, he's double dipping. Can't beat that.
Nah.
I think Lilly, last I heard, was I think his contract with NFL was up. You know, the 1 year pay or whatever. He was with Carolina, so typically a lot of those guys, you know, that's kind of the pay you come in as an off the field guy. You know, it's a quality control slash with a ton of experience, and you kind of, you know, see where you are. I think Brandon Streeter, you know, came in around there. I think Brandon Streeter's just about, he's been there now, what, 3 years, I think?
Yeah. He's going into his third year, yeah.
Yeah, I think he's doubled. From what I understand, he had an opportunity to leave this year to go somewhere else, and I think he got a little bit of bump. He wanted to stay. And, Jake, we talked about this, the advantage of Athens. People come here, their families come to Athens. They don't want to leave. You know, wife's happy, kids are in good schools. And that's why, you know, it's just a great area. And you look at all the former coaches that live there, it's continue to live there. And in fact, I think Jim Chaney left 2019. His wife stayed the whole time. His wife and kid stayed in. They never left Athens. So you look at those kind of connections, and it's, you know, it's not, I wouldn't really say that's out of the ordinary. You know, those guys come in at that pay and see where they go. But certainly a lot of experience, both sides, guys that can help. Lilly definitely knows the state, very connected.
Yeah.
And, you know, you look at bringing in some NFL offensive line experience to give some opinions in the room and kind of be extra set of eyes. Win-win for me.
Yeah, Lilly's also got some good connections there in Florida too, especially that kind of North Florida area. He's always kind of recruited that area really well, and you know, through Middle Georgia. So, and listen, it never hurts to get good coaches on the staff, good people on the staff. We definitely know that to be true about John Lilly. So you know, that's another, you know, kind of good.
You know, how do you think that's going? Todd Hartley used to be John Lilly's kind of manager.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, he was his manager. Like, hey, Hartley.
It could be an awkward dynamic, but you know,
not with those two. There's some ribbon from Hartley. Like, hey, Lilly, make sure the balls are on the right yard line today.
I'm gonna need that dummy over here.
Don't mess my drill up today, Lilly. So,
yeah. That's awesome. Yeah, I wonder if you ever tell Coach Lilly, hey, get out of my drill, man. Come on, get out of
the life's a full circle. I remember talking to Coach Lilly when he went to the Rams, when he left Georgia, went to the Rams. And he, you know, being at Georgia, there's never any media practice. And he said he's at his first day of NFL practice, and the media's there for like 5 minutes. And he's thinking, okay, these guys got the way. So next thing I know, they're there the entire practice.
Yeah.
Like, they're standing on top of you the entire practice. He went and told a guy, he said, hey, is the media here just one day? And he goes, Coach, they're here every day, all day. I thought, man, Kirby Smart would absolutely
lose his mind.
He would lose his mind over there, man.
They probably never lose Kirby to the NFL. You can't let media in practice. That's the way it is. And he's got to disclose injuries. Those two things would kill him.
Whew. Yeah.
Rusty, first spring scrimmage is in the books.
Mm.
I don't know if this is going to – this might catch you off guard, what I'm about to say. I think people may be overreacting to it. I know you don't ever, you know, hear about overreacting to scrimmages and news. I think folks might be – it sounds like to me folks think that Georgia's offense now is what it's going to be all year long.
I mean, typically. I bet they wish that
was the case last spring.
Well, typically yeah, I think the offense got after them pretty good last year. Typically, though, you start thinking about the amount of people they're replacing, especially the offensive line, and you got injuries. You got Monroe Freeland, guy plays left tackle for you. He's out. You know, you got all these new guys in there in the mix, and you insert all these new wide receivers and those types of things. So, I typically, you just don't really, to me, panic. I think the one thing that kind of, from people that were there, you just kind of wonder, man, I think there was two interceptions on two balls that were from what I was told, both balls should have been caught, and they wind up being tip passes that deflect. One skipped off of, hit somebody in the hand, skipped off and went straight to a DB. And so you just, kind of worry about some of those things, but we'll see, man. It's first scrimmage, and we'll see where they are as they move forward.
I tell you, when Monroe Freeland came up and spoke to us, and it kind of jived with what we were talking about going into the season last year, or at the end of the season last year, he said that little rat poison there for the offensive line indicated they thought they kind of had it. They were kind of playing. They felt they were good enough, or they just, if they didn't lose battles, if they didn't go out there and just play horribly, then they would be fine. They could almost like they could roll their helmets out there and just get it done. And that they kind of maybe, were poisoned a little bit by their own, press clippings and things of that nature. I don't necessarily know that this is just the most horrible thing. This is what we've seen out of a lot of spring practices for a long time for a lot of teams. And that's the defense being ahead of the offense. And, I think I certainly expected it, Rusty. I mean, listen, when you come out of the first couple weeks of spring, and I know this isn't Dogs HQ Plus, so I don't want to get super, super specific with it. But when you come out of those first, week and a half of spring and you're hearing things like, hey, we got to simplify things. We're struggling. We got so many new faces. We're making a lot of mistakes. And practice is herky-jerky and it's weird and yada, yada, yada. When you're hearing that, well, next thing you know, things get a little bit better. A little hand-holding goes on out there at practice. Coaches behind huddles, more hands-on coaching gets better. You hear about the offense having some good days. Well, let me tell you what's going to happen when they go hands-off in a scrimmage and coaches start going to headsets and booths and start calling things differently. They're going to regress. They're going to go back and struggle again. And I'm not saying that's acceptable. I'm not saying anybody's going to be happy with that. But this is all pretty normal. And I don't know if the offense is going to get any better or if it's going to be any good in 2025. But I also don't think that this is atypical for this time of year either.
Yeah, they're also repping everybody.
Yeah.
Like everybody's repping. Like just not when you just zero in on the first and second team. I mean, everybody's repping. We have a job because I say people care. But
yeah,
you certainly don't overreact to something like this. And that's very typical of the defense to be ahead. And we'll see where they are this week. I mean, I would imagine that the offensive staff will look at the scrimmage on Saturday and see what they can do different this week and those type of things. So, I don't think this is not panic time. This is the spring practice, man, but it's just sloppy and you don't know who the hell wants to be out there right now. I mean, my God, you're on week three of this thing. And these are kids with a freaking pocket full of money and they're just trying to survive until May, man. Let's just get two more weeks so we can get a little bit. Really, May is the only time these guys get to be what I could say college kids. To get to be human, they'll go out and play golf every day in the afternoon. They'll go to class in the morning. They'll work out. Then they get to go play golf. And you know, they get about 3 weeks in May to where they're finishing up finals. All their coaches are on the road, and
they make it a couple of weeks without classes.
They'll take some trips and do some things, and let them be kids, man. Let them be humans and go home and see their families and go to the beach, play. You got to unplug, man. You got to get away from this. There's a lot going on with these kids right now, but I'm very interested in this week. And then, you know, it'll juice up, you know, even though it's not on TV, the G-Day, that'll bring some energy. I'm interested in that crowd. We'll talk about that later on. Interested in how many people actually show to that. And once G-Day gets here, those kids will have a little juice in them as the week goes on.
Yeah, we got some G-Day plans we're going to announce here later on in the show for sure. But yeah, I'm all of that kind of comes together nicely. And I just want to take people back to last spring. You took the spring practices from the first two spring scrimmages last year, and you juxtapose those or you carry them forward into the season, then Georgia's offense would have been dominant. The defense would have struggled, and that's where it got. The problem is the offense never got any better from that point on. I don't expect that to be the case this year. That's atypical. I don't care what you think about whatever coaches. Georgia not getting better is atypical. Okay, that's just not normally what happens. And listen, we'll see. We'll see how it works out. But I certainly don't want to overreact to what we first hear in the scrimmage. And again, it wasn't all negative. Full field work was a struggle. Situational work was better based on what I heard. So, you know, there's a lot of moving parts there. There are a lot of new faces. There are a lot of good things going on. Zach Branch and Gunnar Stotten seem to have a good rapport built. We're hearing good things about Noah Thomas and you know, Bo Walker. There are some bright spots certainly on that offensive side of the ball. There's some on the defense as well. And hey, if you trust Kirby Smart as your head coach, you got to think, hey, this team's going to get better. It's going to grow together. It's going to become more connected. And listen, I've said this before. I see a Kirby Smart that's a little tougher to please this spring, and I don't know that that's a bad thing for George either. I wonder if he's kind of made a little bit of a pivot on the NIL front to more of that Danny Hurley style. Hey, you're getting paid a lot of money, and I've got a lot of expectations for you now, so yeah. We need to get with it. Hey, somebody you can have high expectations for are our friends over at sunheist.com.
Yes, sir.
Sunheist is doing a phenomenal job, another great partner. Dog fans, if you're tired of sunglasses that can't handle the heat of a Saturday in Athens or any adventure for that matter, Sunheist Eyewear is changing the game. They're offering high-quality, durable sunglasses built for real life at prices that won't break the bank. Forget those flimsy shades that fall apart. Sunheist is here to stay. Listen, the quality is awesome. UV 400 protection, injected polarization so the lenses don't, you know, the lenses don't delaminate over time. They're built for adventure. Whether you're tailgating or hitting the lake or just navigating campus, Sunheist has sunglasses designed to keep up. And listen, this is a Georgia connection. They're proud to be part of the Georgia community, and they love to give back. That's why they've partnered with One Tree Planted to support restoration of forest efforts and things of that nature too. So this is this is awesome. Use promo code DOGS. HQ20 and save 20% off of your first, save 20% off your first order at sunheist.com. Order two, order three, order four pairs. You save 20% off. I just got mine in the mail a couple days ago. I'm not even wearing them right now, but, we'll be doing an unboxing here in a couple weeks.
I ordered some today too.
Yeah. So we're going to be doing an unboxing here pretty soon. They're super high quality, and we definitely love them. We love being partnered with them. So go check out sunheist.com, promo code DOGSHQ20, and save 20% off your first.
They're out of Athens, right?
Right there, Jefferson, right outside.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, 100%. And we'll have something to say about somebody here in a minute where maybe you can go try on a pair of them and you know, with us around. So, you know, see how that works out. Diamond Dog, still on fire, Rusty. Two straight SEC series sweeps. That's tough to say. I don't know if I can do it four times. They took Florida 3 out of 3 in Gainesville for the first time in God knows how long, I think 20 years. Mm-hmm. And then they also took all three from Auburn at home. Needed 10 innings to get game 3. Man, this team, they know how to win. I do know that because they didn't hit the ball like they normally do this weekend. They didn't just bludgeon Auburn to death, but still got 3 wins and found 3 different ways to do it. It's pretty incredible.
I was watching one game. They were down and just come right back. The 28-2.
Yeah.
I mean, that's insane. And the SEC, I mean, 28-2, I don't care how early you are in the year. That's That's crazy. And I can see on our message board, the dog walk, how many people are asking for tickets every weekend. Some gentleman too, I apologize for your name, who gave away the tickets this weekend. Thank you for doing that. But yeah, these home tickets coming up, if you're wanting to go see the Diamond Dogs, I would jump on it, because I can tell you, as the weather warms up, and I'm not getting depressed tonight, but after everything that happened to the Braves in the last hour, and then again here in the last 10 minutes, putting a pitcher on the DL. I mean,
oh, I hadn't even seen the picture.
Don't let me ruin your night then. So you look at this, and the Diamond Dogs might be carrying us all through baseball. So I will say this, quick shout out. I went to the Georgia women's softball game last Wednesday night against Oklahoma State. Great atmosphere. Had a big win that night. You know, they got a really, really young team. Young lady that I've mentioned a few times, I coached in youth, Lindy Ray Davis. She's a senior. So they got a lot of really young players, but great environment, man. Great atmosphere. Holy smokes, that facility, that weight room they put in, all that stuff is crazy. So as spring turns a corner now and people getting out and about, thank goodness for the Diamond Dogs, because that might be where I get my baseball fix for a while.
Man, 28-2.
That's insane.
They've played 30 games and they've won 28 of them.
The odds of that are crazy.
Yeah, I mean, over a 90 winning percentage, 30 games season is just – and I know there's some tomato can type teams out there. Like, I know there's some teams that you go out there and play midweek and you should beat. And there are a lot of built-in wins on the front end of that thing, you know, with some of these kind of slappy teams you got to play. But, I mean, you've had to play at Florida, and you've had to take on Auburn. You've had to take on Kentucky, which is a prideful team. Kentucky got one of those wins against them. It's the reeling off win streaks – And figuring out how to come away in these close games has been incredible. The bullpen's been unbelievable at times. This team's certainly taken a step forward from what it was last year.
Yeah.
Where last year they were, you listen, if the bats weren't hot, they weren't winning. That just wasn't it. They found a way to win a game 4-1 on Friday night, where they hit two run home runs. They gave up another. They shut them out for eight innings. And then, gave up a run there in the ninth and got out of some trouble to win it. It certainly seems like that Wes Johnson hire has been, you know, incredible for a pitching coach to come in and field this type of team. If this team makes the same strides it made last year in the pitching department and gets better like that, this is a College World Series team without a question.
And just from my understanding, with a short porch in right field in Athens, he went out heavily on the left-handed hitters in the portal. So trying to take advantage of every home game. So,
and the right-handed guys he's got are, you know, you can
tell dude,
have the ability to drive the ball out to that area.
Feed the trees.
Yeah, the walk-off home run against Auburn on Saturday. They played two games on Saturday because the weather that was supposed to be moving. It was hit by Dan Jackson, a right-handed hitter, and hit it over the right field fence. So yeah, they definitely go at it out there. They're actually 350 down the line in left. And they hit a bunch of home runs over there too. They're not getting cheated on these bombs. That's 100%.
I looked, and they don't play Tennessee in the regular season, which is crazy because that's the other team everybody wants to see. But I would love to see a weekend series in Athens with those two teams. But it sounds like it would be Birmingham before we'd see those teams face each other, which is
crazy. Right. The next two weekends though are against top five teams in the country. They play at Texas, number five in D1 baseball's rankings, and then the following weekend, G-Day weekend, they play Arkansas at home too. So that'll be a big one. And then they also have to play Alabama. Alabama's one of the top six teams in the SEC. They've got midweek games against Georgia Tech and Clemson coming up, and then they also play Vanderbilt, who is ranked, I believe, number 23 right now. So still a pretty tough schedule, but they miss having to play LSU and Tennessee. They don't have to play either one of those teams.
It's crazy.
And I don't think they have Ole Miss on the schedule either.
That's going to make G-Day parking fun.
Sure.
Good top 10 team matchup weekend.
Hey, G-Day weekend, Rusty, is going to be massive.
What we got?
We're starting on Friday. Starting on Friday, Dog
Nation
is going to be at the Georgia Rodeo.
What?
Yeah, we got some tickets to the Georgia Rodeo. Laird Clay Stray, Zach Top. Obviously, you know what a rodeo is. Horse riding and stuff like that. Cameron Whitcomb, Maggie Antone, Gabriella Rose, all of them there. Listen, tickets are on sale now, but check this out. Rusty, here coming up next week, in 1 week, actually 6 days from now, next Sunday, we're going to give away two different ticket packages to the Georgia Rodeo, and it's going to include four tickets.
What?
We're going to have four tickets to the Georgia Rodeo. All right, and four tickets to G-Day. We're going to match what? Those and give them to four watchers or viewers. Dogs HQ Live, four viewers. Then we're also, later on in that show, we're going to give away two more tickets to both of those events. So we've got you reserved on how to get in here and how to get to G-Day. And, hey, listen, I believe that comes out to be like a $110 deal. And we've got six of them to give away. We're going to give up four at a time and then two at a time. So you want to make sure you're tuning in to Dogs to the Georgia show next Sunday. Sure. We're going to be giving them away. And listen, we're going to be there.
You going to let me go?
Stuff. I'm going. You
going? You going to let me go?
Yeah, you can go. I'll send you some tickets.
That's what I'm talking about.
We have our Dogs HQ gear on. So if you want to come out and find us and hang out with us, if I can buy you a beer, I'd love to buy you a beer. I don't know if I'll be out of money by that time. Who knows? People might hit me up too soon. I might run out of cash. But we'd love to see you out there. And we'll see you there. But if we don't see you there, Rusty, if we don't see him then, we'll just see him the next morning. Because we're going to be at the G-Day celebration at Redstone Market on April the
5th.
9 o'clock on the morning of G-Day, we're going to be at Redstone, Highway 129 in Athens. I don't know if you know, have you seen it, Rusty? You've driven
by. Oh, it's unbelievable. Yeah, I called you. I was like, dude, what the hell is that place? It looks awesome. And you filled me in. I was like, wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, listen, these kind of modern twists on traditional country stores, they're really kind of popular these days. And that's exactly what Redstone is. It's a market and it's a butcher. And hey, listen, this is our G-Day celebration page here for the Redstone Market and Butcher. Go tell her you're going. We're already marked as going right there from Dogs HQ. This is where you want to be. They're going to have tailgate boxes with ready-made food. Go out there and get your brisket Philly and your barbecue sandwich. They're going to have the Gunner Burger as well. So they're going to have all of that stuff. You're going to want to get out there. You can get ready-made packs. Grab and go is also going to be available. Or listen, if you want a DIY grill box and make it yourself, you can do that too. They've got Wagyu. They've got Choice. They've got Prime. They've got all the cuts you want. They got wings, oysters, seafood, whatever you're looking for G-Day. Listen, if you want to get it on your way home, they're going to have live music that night. And I'm told, I don't know how much the discount's going to be, but if you want to fill up on your way into town or you're on your way out of town, Valero is running a gas deal. You may be able to get up to 50 cents off a gallon if you want to fill up there. So there's going to be a ton. And plus, we're going to be there from about 9 to 10:30, maybe 9 to 11 the morning of G-Day. We're going to be doing a live show. Roos will be running it from back home.
What?
Person. So, yeah, we're going to go live from there. We're going to get people around, show you what's going on at Redstone Market. So come hang out with Dogs HQ either at the Georgia Rodeo or at Redstone Market and Butcher because, listen, we're out here. We're out here. We're trying to see you guys. We're trying to hang out. If you listen to the show, if you watch the show, or if you're a member of the Dogs HQ, message board, the dog walker, anything like that, come on out and see us. Come out and hang out with us. We'd love to see you. We'd love to shake hands. I may even, see if I can get Rusty to tell you something that you don't need to know about Georgia football. Maybe just tell him something first that he can always deny later because he didn't say it on the record anyway.
Oh, man. I need to bring some of the HQ shirts.
Yeah.
There's some of the HQ shirt.
Bring it.
Let me hold on a minute. Let me write a note. Good Lord, you got me two nights. I got to order some T-shirts to give away. That's the 12th and the 13th.
That is the 11th and the 12th.
11th, 12th. So that's Rodeo Friday night and G-Day Saturday morning. Live show. We need shirts. Good Lord, that's going
to
cost.
We won't be hard to find. But listen, that's Redstone is off of Highway 129.
Dude, it's awesome.
I know what you're thinking. Arcade is a speed trap. Listen, I live in Arcade. They. It's not what it used to be. You can get through there just fine. Don't worry about coming in off 316 anymore. Swing down 85 a little further. Come in off of 129 there. Go to Redstone. Get everything you need. And I promise you, if you swing by on G-Day, you're going to develop a brand new game day tradition, which is when you come to Athens for a game in the fall, you're going to want to swing by Redstone on your way in then too because it's gorgeous, man.
Is that brand new brick and mortar? Like, it's huge. Yeah, like, they built it from the ground up.
Yeah, built it from the ground up. John out there just built that thing up from the ground up. They went through a lot of different iterations. It took a couple years to get it going, but they've got it standing now. I was in there earlier this morning, and it's crystal clean at all times. They do a phenomenal job, and we definitely appreciate them for hooking up with us, and we plan on having a relationship with them for a long time.
I'll bring some stickers.
There we go.
Decal for your car.
Yeah, get some of those for
sure. I'll load up on some gear then. My Lord, you're going to cost me. This is going to cost me.
No. Hey, It's the price of being loved. We got to get
this weekend. That's a good weekend, man. It's a good weekend.
All right. Hoop Dogs. We'll start out with, I guess we'll end with a little bit of a depressing note, but maybe not so much. They've been hit three transfer portal defections. It started with Silas Demery last week. Mm-hmm. That's the big one. Yep. RJ Godfrey and DeShane Montgomery don't really come as a huge surprise. I don't think everybody mm-hmm. considers those as huge losses. They played a lot of minutes for Georgia at different times this year. Godfrey played a lot all year, mm-hmm. but never seemed to really kind of fit. Rusty, what do you make of kind of what's going on with Georgia basketball right now? Because it seems like this is the era.
Well, this is the time. You know, you want to capitalize on the momentum. You made the tournament. You had a good season. You know, Asa Newell is going to be a high draft pick. You can go in the recruiting thing and say, look, hey, this is, you know, we can develop you here. You can win games. I just don't beat around the bush, man. This is a big next, I would say, 7 to 10 days with Georgia basketball, what they're going to do, who they're going to bring in. There were some rumors today that the guard from Providence was in town. I didn't confirm that myself, but that was several outlets on X tweeted that today. So, you know, they've got money to spend. And the Silas Demery, you know, kind of went back and forth. And I was just told that both parties just said, okay, you probably need to go in another direction. I think, you know, he's going to explore the NBA draft deal, but with his college options open. So, you know, just to gut feed it on that with the NBA stuff, I think he needs a little more time. And, you know, he's from Raleigh. And, you know, I would watch NC State with a new coach there and probably a pocket full of money to see where he goes. And we'll see. But this is a big, you know, you can make or break your team really, really quick with stuff like this. And, you know, you look at a team like Creighton, who I'm not trying to be the basketball guy. Or it was Drake brought in the four kids from one team, you know, and they made a pretty good run all year. So you can bring in some guys together and put together a starting five. You're in the SEC, you're in a big time environment, and you got money to spend. I'm very interested in what they do. They got to have some guards, man. But so far, you know, you want to watch the Dylan James, watch him, Blue Kane, those guys, see if all those guys are coming back. Those are very experienced pieces of the puzzle. My man, Sumto, yeah. You know, that's the one that's surreal. That's my guy now. I mean, I know he's raw, but man, you just, he can jump out of the gym. He's defensively, you know, just he's a rim protector. And so that's the guy you want to watch. Make sure you can keep those guys. I'm not predicting anything. Kind of sounds like they might have a really good chance of holding those guys. And, you know, if you can keep three or four key players and build in around with some of those guys, you got Jacob Wilkins coming in, Dominique Wilkinson at a Grayson High School, another big body guy. So, you know, all's not lost, but I'm not going to sugarcoat it. These next 7-10 days, they're pretty big for these guys.
Yeah, and I want to point to something. I mean, what Demery did in the past month and a half of the season was unbelievable.
Yeah, he got hot, man.
He got so hot and played such great basketball. And I'm kind of happy for him that he's going to cash in on this. Like he's about to, and I was talking with somebody about this earlier today. When you look and see the teams that he's visiting right now, some of these teams that don't really they're basketball schools. All right. And you know, St. John's doesn't even have a football program to worry about. They don't have to spread any NIL out or anything like that. You look at some of these places he's looking at, listen, Georgia's not gonna keep that guy around. No matter what they do, they're not gonna keep that guy around. He's going to go get paid, you know, life-changing money before ever having to play in the NBA or ever having to try to make a run at the NBA. So I get all of that. But I don't think any of these departures that George is dealing with here are guys that, hey, we can try to replace them, but we got no chance of getting better if we replace them. I still think Georgia can get better by replacing these guys, but you hit the nail on the head. The reason Georgia made an NCAA tournament this year is because they got Silas Demery, Blue Kane, and Dylan James to come back. Those, you know, that continuity played a big role. So, hey, if you can get, you know, Cyril and James and you know, Blue Kane to come back, that's going to be very, very big for this basketball team. And they need to go out there and get some upgrades at guard and kind of make some things happen like that. Rusty, you going to ride a bull at the Georgia Rodeo? You got that on your mind?
So, let me tell you here, DGD. I damn sure would ride a bull. I'd give it my best. at my age, there's a thing called risk reward. Is the risk worth the reward? And that's a hell no. Because if I get thrown off that thing, and I've already had one back surgery because I was a dummy playing basketball at a 24/7 sports, like 2012, I go up to get a rebound and I felt a pop in my lower back. And I had never been the same since then. So you know what? It's risk reward at my age. May not ride a bull, but I would encourage you to if you're there. I'll cheer you on, my man.
No, there's no chance of me riding a bull. I got way too much to lose. I got a 5-year-old at home.
I don't even try to touch the bottom of the net anymore. If I shoot in the driveway with my kids, it's just straight. There's no jump shot involved. Nothing anymore to me. It's gonna worth that for me.
Hey, listen, I got some left field left in me in fast pitch and slow pitch softball. I'll tell you that. I used to play left field a lot in slow pitch softball, and I will play it again. The arm ain't what it used to be though. No. The arm is hamburger meat.
I am definitely the DH that will complain to the umpires. I'm still that guy. I'll sit in the dugout. I'll shoot the ball with somebody over here. And when somebody says you tagged up too early and they appeal it, I'll be out there for us raising Cane, and I'll bat about 7th and we'll be good. But
yeah,
my man,
Rusty gonna bat about 7th. He'll get you about 4 singles. About 4 singles every 2 games.
I had an MVP camp yesterday in Atlanta, and Chad Simmons looked at me and he said, "What would it cost you to run a 40?" And I said, "It'd be a lot of cash." I said, "Dude, I'm not pulling anything. I'm never gonna pull." He goes, "Well, Rich Eisen does." I said, "Well, Rich Eisen makes about $800,000 a year. You know what I mean? I'll run in a suit. You know what I mean?" So, but yeah,
Rich Eisen's $800,000 a year.
He probably does a really good job fundraising too for children's charity. That's a great job with that. But
if I ran a 40-yard dash, it would sound like you got bubble wrap and you just wrenched it like a washcloth. Yeah. It just pops everywhere. It'd be bad,
dude. And I've told him this story before. I missed the greatest opportunity in the history of recruiting networks. You remember when Natrez Patrick and somebody else committed the day of their spring game for Mays High School? It was Dallas Warmack, who went to Alabama, and Natrez Patrick. Both were going to verbally commit at Lakewood High School at the at their spring game, and they were going to make their announcement. We obviously knew Natrez was going to Georgia. I get there early, and I'll be honest with you, I'm pretty damn smart sometimes, Jake. You know why I got there early? Because the concert that night behind me was Jason Aldean and Luke Bryan. So you know what I did? I didn't have a ticket. So I go over there, and I sit in the bleachers, and I can hear the music playing. Well, there's, so I listened to 45 minutes of free music. I'm sitting in the press box by myself. And my man Woody from Rivals.com has got his video guy. And they look around. They don't see anybody. And Woody runs a 40.
Oh, wow.
And I didn't have my camera. I said, if I would have video Woody Womack running the 40, my man, look, I ain't no blazer either. But my man Woody was, it was all I could do to get that 40. And I told him that story. I said, Woody, I was sitting in the press box. And I go, is this guy about to run a 40? And sure enough, I would have got it, man. If I'd had that on video, because I would have posted it immediately. But that was fun.
My man Hunter Lacey says he's going to his first
GA. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The
last one. So I said, screw it, I'm going. Well, listen, Hunter, don't go without dropping by Redstone, or at least maybe we can get you those tickets. Maybe you can
come to the rodeo.
How we're going to give those tickets away? Maybe you can end up earning 2 to the Georgia Rodeo the night before and all that stuff. But listen, we'll be giving those away. We're going to be giving away 6 itinerary tickets to the Georgia Rodeo plus G-Day next Sunday, this coming Sunday on the Georgia Show. 6 days from now, we're going to be giving away all 6 of those tickets, and we'll be getting them to you very quickly afterwards, so you don't have to worry about running them down and all that stuff. And then on Saturday morning, we're going to be at Redstone Market and Butcher to hang out as well for a couple of hours, so y'all come on out there and check us out. But for this episode of the Georgia Show, I'm Jake. He's Rusty. Y'all take it easy.